Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
It's gonna be a blue Christmas. There's a frightening new coronavirus strain. Supply chain shortages have made some gifts impossible to get. Worst of all, inflation is the highest in 30 years, so almost everything seems more expensive. To calm my seasonal anxiety, I went back to visit the gifts of Christmas past. First one I can remember is my dad bringing home a huge Dumont black and white television set. Cost him $500. Adjusted for inflation, that'd be $5,000 today. This year, I'm thinking about getting my wife a small, smart TV. Don't tell her. They're running around $200. I did a little digging and found lots of things are cheaper and better than ever, like almost anything electronic. The laptop we got for one of our older sons 25 years ago, in current dollars, it cost $2,000. Today, you can get one a zillion times faster for a fraction of the price. Also non-electronic stuff. A Monopoly game, like the one I found under the tree many Christmases ago. It now costs half what it did then, adjusted for inflation. Even the fixins for my mom's Christmas dinners in the 1960s. Inflation adjusted, they're 20% cheaper today. Sure, a lot of things are more expensive in real terms. Cars, gasoline, movie tickets. But some aren't. We tend to notice what's worse more than what's better. I don't want to be a scold, but Christmas should not be about the loot. You know where this sermon is going. Let me just recommend that sometime this season you catch one of the many TV or stage versions of A Christmas Carol, that Charles Dickens classic about love and forgiveness. Poor Bob Cratchit is, in the end, able to give his family a fine Christmas, even though he earns only 15 shillings a week working for stingy Mr. Scrooge. Let's do the math. Cratchit made more than $27,000 a year for a 40-hour week in today's money. The current U.S. minimum wage would get you only $15,000. The problem this Christmas isn't that things are too expensive, it's that incomes haven't kept up. So come on, you captains of industry, you members of Congress, show some seasonal spirit. Raise those wages. Scrooge did, in the end, and it gave him the best Christmas of his life. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.